It's all the track is Celebrity Skin, Ricky Gervais.
Oh, yeah.
It's a joy.
It's fantastic to be back. See if we can boost those ratings for another hour.
Yeah. Now, listen, you brought a ginger wig with you this evening. As I say, I'm not entirely certain what part of anatomy it's for.
Well, it's not from a cock. No, we're going to find a sort of like...
Charming!
John Peel can say the F word.
That's entirely subjective. That's the name of a band, Ricky.
Oh, right. So if I go out tonight and see a band called Suck a Dog's Cock, I can rave about that. Just because he's a grown-up, he can say the F word still. He can't say it. Well,
look,
he can say
shut it.
It.
You're here anyway, to play radio to game shows.
Okay, it's great.
And that's
to,
what we're going
to
do.
King of the Game Show. We played Who Wants to Be a Millionaire last time.
We did. It was great.
No one won the million.
They won a BBC pen, though. We gave three BBC pens.
I actually meant on the
pens,
game
right.
show on television.
Oh,
keep,
right.
Keep up, Ann Hobbs. We're going to play sort of a version of Blind Date. I've got my mate in. As you can see, he's not the best-looking bloke in the world.
Come on,
mate. Shut up a minute. Don't embarrass me.
All right.
Okay. I'll just describe him to you if you want to. He can't get a girlfriend for obvious reasons. He's 6'7". He's sort of got a puce sort of translucent skin about him. He's got bulgy eyes on the he's hideous. You're a freak. He's an ugly man.
Don't push me outside the market.
No, but we're going to see if we can get our national platform to get him a woman stupid, lucky enough to, maybe. I've got my idea.
Does he have a name?
Steve,
okay.
Yeah.
Steve, is it all right to ask you a couple of questions? Just to get the girls kind of, you know.
Who's she?
Juicer. That's Ann Hobbs.
Ann Hobbs?
Yeah.
Ann Hobbs.
Okay. Steve,
She's in all the magazines, all the blogs.
Steve.
Magazines. I've got stacks of magazines. I've
never seen that. Steve!
You wouldn't in yours, no.
Have you, I don't know though, actually, in this light, have you ever been on the back of any sort of Portuguese playing cards?
That's it.
On the back of a bus, I've been many times, but not Portuguese playing cards.
Yeah.
Steve, I need to ask you a few questions, as I say, because we need to sort of ginger the girls up, the listeners, you know.
What's that mean?
Ginger them up.
Ginger them up.
You know,
you've got John Peel saying the F word and getting away with it because he's been in radio a few years. You've got playing things going, you bastard. Yeah. Then she's saying gingering you up. That's got to be illegal for a start.
She's smoking something.
What is it?
Steve!
It's not
the girls
it's
need
joint.
To know.
She doesn't smoke crap.
A couple of things. What's your star sign?
Eh?
What's your star sign?
What does that mean?
Come on,
when,
it's important.
When were you born? What month?
November.
Yeah.
What is he? Sagittarius?
No.
I don't know. How big's your appendage?
My what?
She's getting so gross.
She's just disgusting.
I know.
I didn't come in here to be insulted with this kind of thing.
You can go that anyway, can't you?
I've got things to be doing, Gervais. Do you know what I mean?
She's the best they've got now. Now they've lost to Edmonds and Savile. What's happened to Jimmy Savile?
Oh,
no, he was good.
He's beautiful.
He loved the kids.
He loves them.
I think he still does love children.
I've seen pictures.
I know, yeah. Yeah, what's happened to Jimmy
Savile? We're not doing a particularly good job at tantalising the female.
Okay, right. He's ugly. He's pig ugly. He's gimp.
Okay.
He's embarrassing to be with. He's, so what's the number?
0500 110 100. That's the number you need if you want a blind date with Ricky Gervais's desperate mate tonight.
Yeah.
A merciful act, I think, for
any
woman.
Can I just tell you about my idea for my own particular lovely game show to go on telly? It's got a big star in it.
All right.
It's called Celebrity Foxy Boxing. It's not scantily clad women. It's celebrities beating up Dr. Fox for charity.
Hey!
Just even do a link. You get the crankies coming and kick shit out of you.
0500 110 100. That's the number you need if you'd like to, if you'd like a blind date with Ricky Gervais's best mate. And it's Hobbs and Gervais this evening. Oh, we're playing blind date with Steve, aren't we?
Gervais and Hobbs. Gervais and Hobbs, really. I suppose we better ask Steve what sort of woman he's looking for.
Yeah.
I can't stress enough that he really is. I've seen women laugh when I've introduced them to him, and some sort of like get a bit scared. He is hideous looking. I want to let people know that, so there's no con involved. He's a salamander. What sort of woman are you looking for, Steve?
Hey?
What sort of woman are you?
I don't need all this, like, do you know all this stick?
No.
Coming here, Hobbs is starting it as well.
Yeah.
Between records, gabbling away.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't mind.
Well,
but
come
it's
on,
just,
get on with it. What sort of woman are you looking for?
Kind of woman, celebrity women, famous women.
Like who?
Oh, I don't know. Louise Woodward.
Louise Woodward.
She's a good-looking girl.
Yeah.
She's a good-looking lady.
Yeah. I see you thinking there. You're thinking that, with all that trouble with the, you know, child killing.
Yeah.
That, there won't be a lot of, people in the queue.
On the contrary, I think you're aiming a bit high there, to be honest.
Really?
What are you talking about?
You're
aiming
it?
A little bit high. We're not thinking celebrity here, are we? We're thinking about the average Radio 1 listener that might appeal to you.
I don't know. It's got to be a celeb, really. Mo Molum.
Mo Mola.
Oh, good looking girl. She's
you like her headband, do you?
Worked out, it's funny to say that I saw her on the telly and she had like a little bit of lip gloss and big earrings and that big headband and she looked like Simon Le Bon.
Oh, he's a good looking fella. Duran Duran, a classic band.
Actually, Louise Wilbur looks a bit like Simon Le Bon. You like women who look like the lead singer of Duran Duran?
I'd rather that than women that look like the lead singer at ZZ Top.
Mm.
So Anne Hobbs is out of the
question. She's out of it. She's out of it altogether. Look at Anne Hobbs
must
there.
Be the
what,
beard.
Is what is she yeah. wearing? What is that? A smock? When was that fashion? You could look at Anne Hobbs. She takes fashion tips from Last of the Summer Wine.
I know, and all the haze
but
of
what's
smoke.
What's wrong with that? I mean, that's a wonderful programme.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah, but not Bill Owen.
Yeah, she's Louise Woodward, is she?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Oh, Louise. Oh, Louise Woodward's pudgy, but she's not, it's just baby fat.
She's got a beautiful, beautiful fat. Hairstyle though, isn't she?
It's not baby fat, that's a Freudian slip. It's puppy fat.
So what did I say?
You said baby fat.
Puppy fat.
That's
no, she's
phrase.
Gorgeous. What are you talking about? She was completely remodeled.
She didn't kill any puppies.
She didn't.
If Louise Woodward's been touching puppies, I'm not interested. I'll be honest. Forget it. No, I'm not going out with a puppy killer. That's just sick.
You're not going out with anybody other than a standard Radio 1 listener this evening. Because that's all we have to offer you. What can I say? We cannot lay out celebrities on a silver platter for you. That's completely insane.
He's looking for anyone who's stupid enough to one, call up and B, fall for it and C, go out with him and D's out of the question. He's never got the D yet.
Yeah. But listen, we've got a prize here. Skegness, riverboat trip, chicken in a basket.
No, I can't afford that. It'll be...
Free to the winner and you. That's your date.
Hey, it's not bad. I thought it was going to be wine and dine and 25 quid.
You can't pay 25 quid to someone to go out with you.
What, 50?
50 would be better, yeah.
50 would be all right, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay, one more record and then we'll stick a caller on. 0500 wondered if you feel that you can contend with these sick men, and they are sick, and if they've said anything to offend you, I retract it immediately. Yeah.
Mel B.
Ricky Gervais is with us. His mate Steve is absolutely desperate.
Look at him panting.
Desperate for a date.
Oh.
And happily, we've got Laura on the phone from Worcester.
Hello.
Laura, you've not been put off by all this kind of chat about, you know, the aesthetics here.
No, not at all, mate. You know, you just go for a laugh, don't you?
Yeah, well, the good thing is we know you can't have any standards or you'd be listening to Anne Hobbs, really. So that's a plus, isn't it? Where are you from? Worcester?
Yeah, of course, Worcester.
I only know one thing about Worcester. It's that sauce, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And it tastes nothing like Worcester, does it?
Well, I wouldn't know. I haven't tasted it myself yet.
Whereas Daddy's sauce... That's
a
dead
ringer. I have plenty of daddy sores, but not Worcester sores.
Hey, steady there. We better stop it there. Well, I've got a couple of questions for you to see if you're eligible for Steve.
All right, then.
Okay, start off.
Hang on a sec. Ricky, did you pen these questions? I thought this was Steve's gig.
Well, I'm looking out for him because he can get hurt out there. Look at him. Look at him. See if he can look after him. What do you think of him? Serious, Anne Hobbs, right? You can see him. They can't. Do you think he's a good-looking fella?
Come on then, Anne Hobbs. It's all lots of this. It's all lots of gibbly-gabbly-gobbly, isn't it? She's talking all the time.
You like it, gibbly-gobbly. You should be so lucky to get any gibbly-gobbly, mate.
Let's not start on that, Rick.
So what do you think of him?
Laurie looks good from the back, love.
Oh, here she is.
You'd still do that one, do you?
Here's the old Anne Hobbs here.
Yeah, who are you going to talk to Steve like that?
What's going on here?
I don't know.
I didn't come on here to be insulted. What kind of woman's this?
You can go anywhere, can't you? Right.
Ricky questions, come on.
I take that off that Chris Moyles. He's hilarious. He's a zany bloke. He's mad. He's mad, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
But not this Alan Hobbs.
No, Alan Hobbs. Right, Laura.
Yeah.
From Worcester. Have you got a bit of a West Country accent as well, haven't you?
No.
Just get on with it, Rick.
What's your favourite band?
My favourite band?
Yeah.
I like a bit of Radiohead and like...
My Iron Lung! My Iron Lung!
You hate Radiohead, Steve.
What are you talking about? I know it all.
You told me you hated Radiohead.
I know all the songs, I know all the lyrics.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is that I hate Radiohead t-shirt you've
got? Shut up, Anne Hobbs. She comes in, look at it. She's got it in for me, Alan Hobbs.
I know, yeah.
Let's try another question.
If you're not careful, Anne Hobbs, they'll push you to after midnight.
Sorry, let me ask a question here, all right? What's her name?
Laura.
Anne Hobbs.
Shut up. Laura.
Hello, yeah.
Do you like Aswad?
Aswad? I don't think I was around when they were around.
Of course she doesn't like Aswad.
Well, good. Excellent.
You love Aswad.
Shut up.
You hate Radiohead.
I've never heard any of their songs. I don't know any of their songs.
Okay, you've got one more question.
Go on, then.
All right, I'll ask a question then. What's her name?
Laura.
Yeah. It's simple things like that I need to master, isn't it?
Write it down.
Do you like those people, Laura, who like torture
Laura,
monkeys?
Laura, not Nora.
Whatever. I'm back to last summer wine again. Oh, Nora Batty. Anyway, now listen,
shut up.
I've got to ask this girl a question. She might be my prospective wife. Who knows?
Yeah.
Right, now, listen, Nora. What? Do you like those people who like torture monkeys, you know, and do experiments on rabbits and like, you know, kill pandas for fun?
No, she's an anti-baby sectionist. I can hear it in her voice.
That is.
You don't like any of that?
No.
See?
No, all right, nor do I.
No, sorry, I don't think you're matched, Nora. Oh, I'm sorry about that. We'll send you a...
No, seriously, Rick, she'll be all right.
Can we send her a Blue Peter pen?
We can send her a BBC pen. Laura, stay on the line and we'll get your address. Are you really going to blow this girl out? She sounds like a dream
to
me, Ricky.
I don't even know. Of course I'm not going to blow her out.
Rick, I'll do it. Oh, this one I do.
No, you can't.
No, she'll do.
She can't.
She's fine.
And astonishing as it may seem, we actually have another contestant on the phone. Can you believe this?
This is
Charlie in Oxford.
Hello.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Honestly, I wish I could send you a photograph or fax you. I'm not exaggerating. This isn't a joke. He is hideous.
It can't be that bad, can it, really?
Well, they always say that. They always say that. And then they scream and they start crying. And I'm after there saying, I'm really sorry. I did warn you.
Okay.
So I'm just, okay.
Charlie, where are you calling from? You sound like you're in a pothole.
No, we're in Oxford Brookes Uni. N-block.
Oh, N-block.
Legendary N-block, eh?
Well, not Oxford students.
Is that people who are bad at the real Oxford? You get put in N-block.
We're the bad ones,
What'd he say?
We're stupid, mate.
Hilarious. Brilliant. Yeah, well done. Student humour. I'm not going out with a student, Rick.
Oh, come on. Go
I'm not touching a student with a barge pole.
You never have, no.
But students?
Think of the cheap cider.
What am I going to say to a student?
Talking about?
I don't know anything about anything.
Oh dear. Right, I'll ask you some questions.
Come on, Ricky.
Well, hang on, are you still there?
We are still here.
What do you mean, we? Listen, it's not an orgy, love. I don't know what you think you're after here.
No, it's just me, darling, sorry.
All right, it's a meal and 25 quid and then you're off home.
All right, then, sorry.
All right, unless you get lucky.
Okay.
Now then, let me ask you a question.
No, hang on, Ricky.
Come on the line, they're cheeky.
Okay, right, just do a favourite band first, surely.
All right, yeah, favourite band.
What's your favourite band?
My favourite band is Ash.
Ash.
Yeah.
Ash? What?
You don't know anything about that, have you? Do you like Aswad?
They're all right, yeah, they're not bad.
Okay, right, okay. Right, ask me a question then, quick.
All right, what's your name?
What's your name?
Charlie.
Charlie, yeah.
Ridiculous name.
Thanks.
When you go to a club, do you like dress up?
Yes.
Well, let me be a bit specific. When you go out, do you like dressing up as Steve's mother?
No.
Right, you see, you're not right for him. You're not really matched then, are you? Okay, this is it. Let's just cut through the bullshit, right? Do you think looks are, say, as important as personality?
Well, no, we don't think so, no.
Right, well, it doesn't matter.
Definitely
because
not.
His personality is rubbish as well. You've spoken to him, he's got no personality, he's basically a crap person, all nasty, idiot, and he's ugly. So, I'm sorry, I'm going to save you from a fate worse than death, Charlie. I'm going to have to say no.
Like the blocks in my bloke, really, I mean.
Really?
The blocks in your bloke?
Hey,
you're trying to get clever now.
He's tried that once, blocks in his bloke, and but can we send her a blankety blank checkbook and pen?
Oh, we can. I think you deserve a BBC pen, Charlie. Would you like one?
We'd love one.
Okay.
Listen, to be honest with you, Alan Hobbs, she'll do. Seriously, you know, because it's getting late.
Yeah.
And you may as well. Hey, she may as well. I mean, what do you think, Rick?
No.
What?
No, she seems really nice, and it's no. We got to find someone with absolutely no... Hold on, though. I just thought of something. You'll have anything, won't you?
Well?
Anne Hobbs.
No, I got standards.
Fair play. 0500 110 100, that's the number you need tonight if you want a blind date with Ricky Gervais's best mate, Steve. You
What's
like that
name?
One, don't
What's
you?
My name?
well, What's my name?
Well, I'll be honest, you probably saw him
Well, I'll tell you what, yeah. I mean, that's a very, very strong point in his favour, I think.
He can groove.
He can dance.
Yeah.
You should see that wrist action.
I know.
Well, I've had a lot of practice. but listen, it's not just the grooving, Rick. Come on, Rick.
Oh, it's so easy, isn't it?
It was a beautiful interpretation of the Snoop ears.
Yeah. What about...
You know,
what about,
I mean, the
there wrist. Must be some other selling points, Rick. Come on, because you are selling me down the river a bit here.
Right, okay. Some good points. You're young.
Yeah.
You're not in prison.
Go on.
Well, I've only known you a year.
Come on, there must be something.
You're not in prison.
Well, I'm quite a catch.
dates with Steve tonight, but,
25, 40 quid, put up to 40 quid.
Yeah,
I'm not made of money, really.
Then, go on.
30 quid.
Nine minutes we have to do this before the news, so.
9 minutes is more than enough for Steve, isn't it?
I'll tell you what. So, Steve, it's looking grave, isn't it, really?
It's looking what?
It's looking grave.
Yeah, we've got one last chance.
We have one last chance. Yeah, and it's Wayne. He's on the phone from Manchester. Wayne, are you with us?
Wayne. All right, mate.
All right.
How's it going?
Wait a minute, I'll stop you there, Gervais.
What? No, are you up for this, are you, Wayne? Up for a blind date with Steve?
Yeah, much for anything.
Excellent. Brilliant.
Gervais, I'll stop you there.
What?
He's a fella.
Yeah. You all right, Wayne?
He might just fancy a pint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, once he sees me, he won't want to drink anything, eat anything. I'll tell you, he'll only have one thing on his mind.
Yeah.
Get home.
Yeah, no, he's up for it. So,
He sounds keen to me.
Yeah.
I'm heterosexual, Rick.
Steve, you've got no chance with either sex, so it won't make a difference. Why restrict yourself? In fact, I'm thinking you probably shouldn't restrict yourself to the human race. And if Wayne's up for it, he's warm-blooded. He's human. He's from Manchester, I know.
He's obviously got a sense of humour.
He's very important. Yeah, wait till he sees him. He'll lose that straight away. Well, I better ask you a few questions, Wayne.
Go on, then.
So, do you like walking on the beach? Maybe in the sunshine? Maybe in the rain? Do you like poetry, for example?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you, I mean, what's your favourite band?
My favourite poet?
No, what's your favourite band?
My favourite band?
Yeah.
It's got to be the one and only Oasis.
Oh, Steve loves Oasis, don't
you? Yeah. It's
got to be. I've never heard him.
he loves Oasis.
I don't, you know.
Oh, what's your favourite food?
Do you like Aswad?
Aswad?
Yeah.
Shine like a star.
Oh, he does.
Oh, he knows it. I bet you could even sing the chorus for us, can you, Wayne?
Come on, can you sing the chorus? Come on and shine like a star.
This is a match made in heaven.
I've never liked that. Well, I've always thought they're a bit weak, sort of kind of cold reggae. I've never liked it.
Oh, fantastic. Oh. So, you're quite open-minded, are you, Wayne?
At the moment I am, yeah.
Yeah, you, I mean, you'll try anything, won't you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
once.
Excellent. Do you like to experiment? You know, sort of like push the boundaries back?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Right.
Looks like we've got a winner.
No, okay, well, forget the
BBC pen, we've run out anyway.
You'll have to come down to London, though.
I thought
to be safe, maybe you could meet somewhere,
Well, Ricky, we've got the Skegness Riverboat trip all set up, chicken in a basket laid on.
Will you come back, next week and tell us how it went?
Yeah.
Fantastic,
oh,
Wayne.
Brilliant!
I don't think it'll work out.
So, Ricky, we made it. Can you believe it?
No, I never let him down. That is excellent. Looking forward to the date?
Well, when is it? Because I can't make it.
Well, you don't know when it is yet.
No, I can.
You'll be all right.
It's not what I was looking for. You know, I was looking for sort of, you know, a kind of Monica Lewinsky type, you know?
Yeah.
Sort of person that you know what you're going to get before you even start.
And there'll be no embarrassing things like, oh, Monica, I've got this idea. Would you mind?
Yeah, well, exactly. She's already at it. I've got some cigars. Well, actually, no, I got a packet of Camels. Will that do?
We could actually probably stump up for a couple of Radio 1 knee pads, though, couldn't we?
Yeah.
To take away with him tonight.
What kind of a mind she's got?
I know.
Stephen Wayne.
Alan Hobbs is famous for it. Have you still got those playing cards?
Those playing cards? Yeah. Man alive.
Is Wiley on them as well?
Wiley?
Yeah.
Oh, dearie me. I tell you, Wiley, the poor man's Alan Hobbs.
Really?
Let me think.
Well, that's very nice. That's very nice.
Isn't that? That's a touching compliment.
We can't come back, can we?
You can't ever again.
It's going after 12.
I know, yeah. So this is it, a fond and final farewell.
Well, short-lived.
Yeah.
Story of my life.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see you all. Thanks for listening.
See you later then.
Cheers.
Bye. Yeah. It's Marion Hobbs on Radio 1 till midnight. Right now, it's for the news with Phil Williams.
What happened to Foucher?
Never mind Felching, it's 11:30.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1,
Newsbeat. Afternoon, on the request hour. Ricky, you got something to tell us?
What?
In your role as head of speech.
Yeah.
You said you were going to speak.
Oh, no, I've just got a fax through about a new club. It's a club I've already heard about. It's called the Chill Club, and it's upstairs at the King's Head, and it's sort of really laid back, and you go in and sit on scatter cushions and be hippie and chill out and drink till one and stuff. And they have, like, little acoustic sessions, and that's this Saturday the 31st.
Well,
I think it's every other... I think it's every other Saturday at the King's Head in Fulham.
Oh, right, yeah.
And, I've heard good things about it, and it was sold out last week, so I said get there early. Doors are at, 8:30, and a bar till, 1, no entrance after 11 p.m. And, it's a fiver. And
oh,
it's meant to be really cool. And sit down, sort of in a trip-hoppy, folky, Portishead-y, jangly sort of stuff. Right up your street, Sergius. Not Ben's though, he likes clubbing, doesn't he? Late clubs with like loud music.
And, he does, doesn't he? Yeah.
Faulty didn't come out of Birmingham.
Yeah, and talking about that, I mean, no one has phoned to confirm or deny.
I heard the dish, not the actual dish, not the pot, not the lump of clay, but the stuff in it, the particular blend of herbs and spices that we now know as Balti.
Originated in Birmingham.
I'm ruling it as valid.
Maybe he's right. Hold on, no, because it's not the blender's fault. It is the fact that it's called Balti because you eat it out of the pot, and that I think he's right.
You're embarrassing yourself now, Gervais.
Oh God, I'm backtracking. But thinking about it, yeah, it's not the ingredients. It's the important thing is that it's cooked in that, and of course they didn't invent that there. They
see,
he's right, Sturgis.
Well, in that case,
Slade, it is then.
No, Black Sabbath.
Slade, I'll get lost. Slade. And if we're counting Led Zeppelin, if we're counting Led Zeppelin, obviously Led Zeppelin.
No.
Black Sabbath.
Sabbath are better than Zeppelin.
Oh, come on.
You're wrong. You're having a mental aberration if you think.
Go on, give me an example.
Well, there's a fantastic story. Just the ludicrousness. Ludicrousness. Is that right? Where's that word?
That's the word.
Ludicrosity.
That'll do, yeah. Tony Iommi was asked when they hit big in America what it was like for Black Sabbath, and he said, oh, it was mad. We went back to the hotel, and there was like 10 satyrs sitting outside the hotel room, all dressed in black, with black candles. So he blew the candles out and sung happy birthday to them.
Led
Zeppelin said, and I think that sums it up.
Are you squeezing your lemon?
Yeah, I'm squeezing my little lemon. I'm putting my little cocktail chipolata on the table, doing two pickled onions, and seeing if that
and the juice is running down your leg.
Yeah, and the juice is running down my leg, indeed. Well, we've embarrassed ourselves.
Yes.
I think, in a way, we might have embarrassed XFM, and I know
certainly we've embarrassed London.
Yeah.
XFM 104.9. It's just gone 3:15 on a Wednesday afternoon. It's the request hour. It's your choice of music. I think we'll have some more music now. This is for Gary O'Donnell, who says chocolate is the best thing to come out of Birmingham. I can't say the brand name because then apparently I'm advertising. But it's that chocolate.
That Bourneville.
Yeah.
That's not like you to advertise, is it, Sturge?
No.
Sturge, I wouldn't say you advertise.
I wouldn't say that.
I mean, you don't want to be pampered.
No. Sky's the limit. Sky is the limit. You know,
exactly. It's like you won the lottery.
It's the dry wife week that I like.
Yeah.
Public Enemy. Anthrax. Bring the noise. That's for Gary O'Donnell this afternoon on the request hour. It's XFM 104.9. It's just gone 3:20. Are we going to give away your prize that you bought in
specially? Yeah, we have a winner. Mark Adams from Harrow. With his undercracker explanation.
Yeah.
It is the same one that dropped off Duffo.
Is it?
He just called.
Well, he's a star.
He's won it. He'll be able to... Gary's voice check challenge. How good are you at imitating comedian Michael Barrymore? Try this famous catchphrase. All right. You'll be able to do that.
Yeah,
you'll be able to impress your friends and family.
That's just
amazing. I can do it. All right.
See? Where's Barrymore?
Yeah.
Where is he?
Well, he's at the back. Are you all right at the back?
Then?
And obviously Norman Collier.
Wow.
Norman Collier. That's Norman Collier there.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Hey, my name is Michael Caine.
So, yeah.
Hey, it's like he's in the studio.
Actually, it is nice to see you, Claire, to see you, nice.
Oh,
these are great tips.
Brilliant.
He didn't just, the pop shield. I know, because I can hit it and be Norman Collier.
All right. That really hurts my ears.
I believe if they were going to rename this book, they'd call it the Bible too. The good book.
It's
a beautiful thing.
And Mark Adams wasn't grateful for what he claimed it. He said, yes, I claimed that book.
Really?
Yeah.
He claimed that with
quite rightly. He
actually,
is the winner.
We'd forgotten about it, actually, so thanks for reminding us.
That's great.
That's yours.
Have you got his address over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. Marvellous. I've completely lost my train of thought now. What's next?
What's the chances of that? Usually you're so slick, you know, you're eyed together. Good links, you can string a sentence together. No, it's obviously
no,
awful.
Somebody else.
That's Jackie Bramble. Let's leave the studio and see how good Claire is. We'll leave the studio.
Go on.
Yeah, if you would.
We're off. This.
Yeah.
This is going to be pretty good, I imagine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'll see you in a minute then.
Yeah, okay.
All right then. See ya. No, it's still not working. Wednesday afternoons in the capital. With Fluke, Atom Bomb, on the request now this afternoon, as requested by Phil. I've got my train of thought back.
Yeah.
It worked.
Great.
Marvellous.
Well worth waiting for as well.
Incredibly well. Yeah. It's going incredibly well. Now, you may remember, all this week I've been trailing a very special guest that was going to be joining us this afternoon. Martin Clunes is going to be here.
The boy Clunes.
Sadly, as you've probably noticed, he's not.
No.
He's a very busy man.
Yeah,
he's got lots of stuff to do.
Yeah, it's all the press for the launch in that Terence Higgins trust campaign.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's cool with us. And he's going to give us a call on Friday.
He is indeed.
Which will be brilliant. This week.
But, I mean, I've got Matt instead.
Yeah.
He's got big ears.
They're beautiful and big.
Yeah. And you smell of booze as well.
Well, yeah, there is that, but you know.
Hold on, no, I'm not, no, well, yeah, you smell of booze, but we're not saying Martin Clunes smells of booze. We're taking reference to his character in Nemo and Badly.
Yeah.
We're not saying he likes a drink. We're not saying he's like a nonce, but you know, he might like a drink.
I'm not saying he's a lush, or
a teetotal.
But you're saying I reek of ale?
Yeah.
Yeah, only because I spill most of it.
Yeah, was that?
It's not my fault. After the, you know, 18th one.
After the accident.
It was balancing it on their backs that didn't go down too well.
I felt terrible the other day, though.
Yeah, regular as clockwork. On the hour, his right hand starts going.
Yeah.
Then his left hand starts going.
Yeah.
And if he's got a beer in it, it goes all over the place.
It's a bit messy, doesn't it, man?
Pavlovian conditioning, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Since the age of 14, you can't keep his wrist still.
The best thing to come out of Birmingham, so says Steve in Surrey. Ricky, the best thing to come out of Birmingham is yourself when you leave.
What?
If you were to go to Birmingham tomorrow and then leave Birmingham the next day, you'd be the best thing to come out of Birmingham. That's a compliment.
Excellent, that's nice. What, even better than Pig from Pipkins? Presumably.
Well, presumably.
The best. It says the best. That's it.
I don't think you're ever going to leave Birmingham if you go there again. I'm saying that about the people in Leamington Spa.
They're
getting a lynch squad together at the moment.
Luckily, they can't hear us.
Because they've got no ears.
Because the little radio waves that we do just die. Die after
that's
the
true.
25. They go, oh, and that was Mulder and Scott.
And then it's just quiet.
Yeah.
Tumbleweeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are the tumbleweeds. Carl Graham. Gas mask Grimshaw. Oh, yeah.
Mummy,
my head's getting hot again.
Are you impressed?
I am, it's fantastic.
Wednesday afternoons at XFM means it's Matt's day. Matt, have you enjoyed yourself today?
Yeah, wild horse wouldn't drag me away.
No. No. I think you meant to say wild horses, actually.
I know what it means. Sturgis.
Thank you. Is for the person who phoned or faxed in last week asking for a Frente, and we didn't have it. And you said to me, Ricky, you can't say you don't have it, but I honestly didn't have it, but now I have it, so whoever wanted it, it's for you.
Excellent.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What I just said then?
Probably,
for someone.
Retired now.
Yeah.
To the country. I can't wait for Frente anymore, let's shoot off.
So, who have you just, you've just had someone on the phone or on the fax saying,
the sneaker pimps, say, from Birmingham. I didn't know if they were.
I don't know if sneaker pimps are from Birmingham.
Yeah, but
I
think they are. Them small potatoes compared to
the Sabbath.
Yeah, the Sabs.
Exactly.
What is this obsession with Sabbath? I always thought Sabbath were a bit of like a joke rock band. Like,
oh,
I can't believe you said that.
Led Zeppelin is like the mould of the first rock gods, the greatest British band of
Who have Led Zeppelin got an influence? You know what, they've influenced that whole brand of poodle rockers with big hair like Extreme. That's what they've influenced.
That's not their
Whereas
fault.
Whereas the Sabs, their influence has been really heavy, great rock bands like Nirvana and things like that. You know?
Sabbath are the best thing to come out of Birmingham, Ricky.
Okay,
let's do it up to Thursday. I want proper votes, right, on faxes, right? Who is the best, the most influential, the best band out of Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath?
You're playing with fire.
It's like comparing Bobby Davro to Tommy Cooper.
Oh,
it's honestly.
I don't think so.
I believe it is.
I think it's like comparing, let's see.
Go on.
Europe.
Right.
with Vernon Butler. Vernon Butler being Led Zeppelin.
That's a bit abstract.
But they're both completely crap.
Yeah.
Oh, whereas Bobby Davro's brilliant.
So tomorrow, Ricky, you said tomorrow we're going to have a debate.
It's like comparing something I don't like very much with something I like a lot more.
Yeah, but well, that's
like fair enough. So you're erring on the side of soft, aren't you? Whereas Sabbath are hard.
Yeah, well, I like hard stuff as well.
So you like Europe and Heat Gun Rapport?
No!
Is that what you're saying?
Other way around.
You hate Tommy Cooper, but you love Bobby Davro. How's that work?
No!
Well, that's what you're saying!
They're twisting it, Claire! Please vote for me! I find myself in the studio. 0171 5802000.
Never vote for it!
Led Zeppelin's better than Black Sabbath!
A lot better today, by the way, because I've been ill all week with this cold.
Yeah, the mucus fairy came in the night, did he?
Yeah, he did, actually. It's great. Well,
there's this fantastic thing from Bristol University. It was in the Times. Forget hot toddies. The best remedy for a cold is a cup of coffee, according to psychologists at Bristol University. Yeah. The drink largely eliminated the effects of having a cold. They reported after experiments with 100 volunteers. Trials with vodka had failed to show any beneficial effects on mood or performance. Were these trials by vodka, by chance, done around the Christmas party period?
Yeah. They've got to make it look good. Oh, and the control can be coffee. Yeah, right, exactly. Vodka versus anything. Coffee, yeah. We do our own.
Yeah.
Definitely. Vodka versus whiskey.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where that gold blend couple was always. They never come to the door going, it's not dribbling down. I just come for some, oh, Jesus, wipe your nose, you filthy. Oh, Jesus. Because it obviously,
you've been drinking vodka, haven't you? Not the coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Pissed in you. Snot running down your mouth. Oh, and I fancied a good couple. Sabbath is like Marilyn Manson.
Oh, Led Zeppelin
is more Radiohead.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Sabbath is like Reef. Led Zeppelin is like the Foo Fighters.
No.
No.
0171 5802000. Who's the more influential British band? Sabbath or Zepp? Come on. It's obvious. The answer's Led Zeppelin.
I'll fax you something tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow will all be revealed.
Yeah, okay.
It's Black Sabbath, Ricky.
I seem to have run out of coffee. I've got some, sorry.
I've been drinking vodka all
day. 0171-580.
This cold's not getting any better.
It's 2000. It's sort of a Led Zeppelin versus Sabbath type quiz.
It's not a quiz, is it?
Yeah, no. Well, it is really, because there is a right answer. There is obviously a right answer. There must be a right answer.
The king of corruption.
Which has been, who has been more influential? We could trace it back. Of course, we're not the people to do
it. From the Midlands.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm forgetting the Midlands.
Oh, really?
Now.
We're forgetting
just,
the Midlands.
Out of those two, it doesn't matter where they came from.
Oh, it's a bonfire.
Who is a more influential band on the world rock scene? Sabbath or Zeppelin?
Sabbath.
Keenan's 2-1. This is 2-1. Right, I'll get rid of him now and we'll be evens and let it be on a vote.
0171 580 2000. We've got 10 more minutes to leave Campfield.
Let's ask Campfield.
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 Go and get him.
We're just going to get him.
Anyway, Matt, that's a bit small talk here.
Yes.
Stephen George yourself today, have you?
Yeah. He's wrong. He's so wrong,
isn't he?
Yeah, he's having an outrage. Oh, is he?
He hasn't been listening. Have you heard what we've just been doing?
I've got no idea.
Ian Campfield.
Right. Completely impartial.
Seriously, you two look away, right?
Okay.
I'm going to ask you, don't know what we think or who thinks, just ask the question, right?
Right.
In your opinion, who is the most influential band, right, on the world rock scene,
right?
Don't give me any clues.
No, we're not saying anything.
Who, in your opinion, is the most influential band, or the better band for you, and who influenced more people, out of Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath?
On what scene? The rock scene?
The most influential, rock and pop.
The best band.
Yeah.
The best band. It's got to be Led Zeppelin.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yes! I'm taking it. Yes!
No!
That's it.
You're scum!
That is it.
Because Led Zeppelin were Led Zeppelin. When they weren't, they folded up Black Sabbath, great albums with Ozzy Osbourne. 20 years after that, I'm afraid they went crap.
You didn't stipulate the Ozzy Osbourne thing.
You said, if we ask Canfield, that'd be the bit of you said it, you laid it on the line, we didn't give any clues. Canfield said, Led Zeppelin, that's it, I'm happy with that. Play a record.
Even talk to the listeners,
right, this is
incredible. Don't even talk to them.
David Keenan took all these, right? Led Zeppelin got every vote except one. Every single person was for Led Zeppelin, except one. And that wasn't to Black Sabbath, that was for Dave Keenan. Out of those two, said, I'll vote Dave Keenan, give him his own show. So Zeppelin got all the votes, Sabbath got none, Dave Keenan got more than Black Sabbath. Thank you. It's official.
For the discerning punter, of course, Black Sabbath will always be there. But for people that just say, you know...
For people who haven't got
Bonnie
phones,
Tyler.
People who can't use the phone. I want the phone, but I can't use the phone. No. Of course, people who can use modern technology, it's Led Zeppelin.
Excuse me a minute. Who did you say, Sturgis?
I was going for Sabbath.
Right, Sabbath. And did you do the Freddie Rock show on Radio 1?
I rest my case. That is practically it from us today. Ricky's stormed out of the studio. Keenan stormed with him to answer the phone. You can come back in again, Ricky. This is my goodbye link.
Okay, go on.
Goodbye.
Oh,
for today.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
Genius. Well done.
All those years.
And well done to Led Zeppelin for being voted the greatest band, most influential band out of them.
Ricky, it's a shame Matt can't be with us, but tomorrow we are going to have like a Gary Crowley Battle of the Bands type thing, I think. Like a bit of a demo clash.
Why? Why do you
Because I want to take this a bit further.
No. What? Keenan's
you have to.
I just want to play...
It's in fighting mood.
Morset. See?
I know.
Tomorrow.
You think they know.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for being discerning, intelligent people. Keep the faxes coming. To Ricky Gervais and Claire and Matt and Dave. They like Black Sabbath.
It's been a pleasure, Matt, having you on the show this afternoon.
Yes, I'm going to say something before I go.
Well, I'm just going to say, I'm going to play Mazzy Star into Ian Campfield, Fade Into You, and this is for Melinda.
Right.
Who wants to hear it, so that's what I'm going to be playing. But I just want to say, Matt, thank you.
That's all right. Can I say something?
Next yeah.
Can I just say to Vanessa, food's not love.
We're going to recreate it. The whole, the tension... The smells, the sights, the sounds, the excitement.
Hot dogs.
The hot dogs, most definitely the hot dogs.
A challenge has been set.
Yeah. Matt didn't know this, but I'm a bit of a Subutio buff myself. He comes in here all out with his sheepskin on, right, with his little team under his hand, his rolled up, and I go, I'll play Subutio. I said, I do, yeah. So, the gauntlet was laid down.
It was, yeah. We've got Chile against England, but I unfortunately haven't got chili, so I brought in Morocco instead. Not Morocco, what they call Colombia.
Colombia,
yeah. So if any of the defenders mess up, I can always shoot one of them.
Yeah, of course.
And that's going to be live, it's 10 minutes each way, at 20-3 in the XFM Lounge.
We are actually doing a proper football match, a YouTube football match on XFM this afternoon. Kick off at 20-3, so it's 10 minutes each way.
Yeah.
And we'll be dipping in occasionally to see.
The little boy Fraser's going to be the referee.
Marvellous.
He's the only one that can fit on the pitch and run round.
Of course.
Without disturbing any of the players.
Of course. It's a work of genius.
And I've picked my team.
Have you?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah, England, though, I mean. No, I've got this, look at him. Look at his face. Gascoigne here. He's so pleased. Look at him there. He's only an inch high. But look at him. I've got Gascoigne, Ince, Batty. Semen there. I don't know about that, but that's all over Nigel Martin is in goal. I'm gonna put a list there. But not mine. Matt bought it in, you filthy.
Apparently for goalkeeper's choice though, most women prefer flowers to semen.
So, really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go and they'll check out the pitch, warm up, and Matt.
And where are we doing it? In the XFM Lounge?
Matt's another pint. And we're live linked, we're referring everything, it's going to be amazing, Claire.
This is radio, this is what radio's meant to be like.
Yeah, two grown men playing Subutio and doing semen puns. That is exactly
that
what radio's
is
meant
what,
to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's cross over live now to the living room just down the corner. That's round the corner, down the corridor. You know what I'm trying to say. The crowds are there. Ricky and Matt are there. Are we ready?
We're ready.
Kickoff. Let's do it.
I've won the kickoff, Claire, and I'm starting off. Oh, there's some of the crowd. It's off. We're away. There it goes.
It's a beautiful thing. He's been down the pitch.
It's gone. England, the crowd went like that much, and it's just went up there. There he is.
He flicked a plastic man.
Barry Spinnaker there, and little Tommy Tompkinson. Yes.
Jimmy Twizzler.
Oh, there he is. Oh, but they're giving it away straight away. It's the number 11 there, and he's running all the... It's a goal kick. There's little boy Fraser there on his horn, right? On his high horn. Half time.
That's it. No, we'll be back in a minute.
That's ridiculous. That is stupid.
We can have a penalty shootout though.
I nearly sprained myself then. I had to stop in mid swing. That's happened before though.
We will be back at the XFM
Mum, I don't want any tea. I'm busy.
You're very good with your fingers on.
The bar, the score, England versus Chile is 0-0. It's time to go back to the XFM living room. For the second half of the match this afternoon, let's see how it's looking.
Well, Claire, England are down to 10 men. I had to pull one of my players off at half-time.
That's very kind of you. My boys only get oranges.
I used to do that for mine, but they wouldn't put the tights on and have the bag over their head. But here we go. And it's like, oh, look at that lovely ball there. A hoddle-type ball into nowhere in particular. It's Chile again. They're turning around. They're in my... They fouled his own player. They missed it completely. England move up there. And it's a dirty foul. It's a dirty foul.
I'll take it.
Quite a dangerous area. He's moving two. He's not...
Here we go. I've never been in such close proximity to you, Ricky.
England in possession again. Oh, look at this move here.
It's like you have to show
it. They're keeping it. They're playing with the ball now. It's a foul. He's going to take it quickly. It's there. Oh, it's really dangerous. England in the 15-yard line. So close.
Still England.
Still England's there. It's in a dangerous position. Nil-nil.
That is the end of the match then, so I guess, what, extra time? Penalty shootout?
Penalty shootout.
Yeah, okay.
Beckons.
Right after this. So, as we recreate the England-Chile match tonight, this afternoon, in fact, here live on XFM, down there in the living room, we have Ricky and Matt. Ricky representing England on the Sabutio table. Matt is doing the business for Chile, although he hasn't got any Chile team members. He's using the Colombia ones. But don't you worry about that. We cross over live now, back to the XFM living room.
Go.
Hello.
Oh, here we
are.
Can you hear me, Claire?
The tannoy's on. England are going to take the first penalty. It's just the best of three. And his goalkeeper keeps jumping up and kicking it with his back. His
scorpion kick.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Now, can I just like say as well, I feel slightly stupid because we could be in the studio pretending to play this, but we are two grown men.
No, you really are.
Sprawled out. Absolutely. My knees are killing me. We've got the whole thing out. It took us about an hour to tape it down.
I'm in trouble with my mum because I'm missing my tea.
Yeah. Right, here we go.
Okay, so that's just very quickly, so the score is 0-0. This is the penalty shootout. Off you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes! England 1-0.
1-0.
England 1-0.
Gervais. Amazing scenes here.
Oh, I can't believe it. Okay.
Was that a save?
Yes, of course it was.
It was a beautiful save.
England in the lead.
Oh, yes! Oh! It's 2-0! It's 2-0!
Chile have to score this to stay in.
Oh, they saved it! Oh,
amazing Gervais scene!
Is
coming off!
I can't believe it! They can't win! Yeah!
Obviously,
I'm very disappointed.
Oh.
Oh. Boys, well done.
Just like to say thanks to everyone. They had faith in me. I knew I could do it. There was a lot of criticism, but thanks. We've done it!
And as we say goodbye to the XFM living room, there's Chumbawamba with Tub Thumping playing over the tannoy. Oh, the boys will be back in the studio for a bit of a post-match analysis. Joined by Ricky Gervais and Matt Ambound, team captains, Ricky Gervais, England, Matt Ambound, Chile, although it was Colombia, but it's only because
it's South American, isn't it?
The really embarrassing thing is, not only that we actually went through with it, but that we didn't care whether it was on the radio or not, we were having a brilliant time. My heart, I just wanted to win so badly, Claire. I just wanted to win so badly. Oh, God, when I put that goal past him, he just, oh, God, it was just amazing.
Yeah, you looked like a happy man. And the boy Fraser did well.
He was the loving it. Fraser. He was jumping up and down.
He ruled it with a rod of iron.
I know.
We'll leave it there.
Yeah.
Do you know what we haven't had time to do this afternoon, Matt?
What's that?
All those autographs you got from the awards.
Modine.
All of them.
Cranky.
We got all those autographs, and we're going to give them away today. Now, what do you reckon? Should we do it next week?
Sweet.
No, I'm going to keep them.
Okay, fine.
To hell with the listeners.
Yeah.
No, all right, we'll come up with the competition.
We'll do it next week. Yes. Seriously, Ricky, we have got all these autographs.
That is like a lovely prize, quite seriously. You didn't really get cranky, did you?
No, I didn't get cranky, no.
Got a photo.
She was off with Pollard.
Really?
Drinking gin, yeah.
Oh, it's got to be libelous.
It was a lovely thing.
At least he's allegedly off with drinking gin.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Well, once again, thank you for the effort you put in this afternoon for that match.
It's my pleasure.
And the fact that, you know, it's not sad, the fact that you did actually play.
Oh, it was amazing.
I let you win.
Did you see the second goal?
I did see the second goal.
I let you win.
And I also, Ricky...
rubbish.
No, I did. I dived in.
Rubbish.
I did. I've accepted
that
the bribe.
Rubbish.
No, it's true.
Rubbish.
No, I wanted England to win, so that's it. That's the match.
No, guys.